Welcome back, Eternal Sweats, to the 43rd episode. I'm Little G, and today I'm going to be going over Chapter 2, Season 8. I'm going to try and go over everything in it, and if I don't go over anything in this episode, then I'm obviously going to go over other things in other episodes that I missed, but there is lots of new things to go over, and I'm really excited for this one. I'm going to go over the battle pass. I'm going to go over some of the map changes, some new features, some cool new features. So let's get into it. All right, so I'm just going to start with all the changes. I'm going to go over the battle pass eventually after I go over the changes. So first, there are Carnage and Venom Mythic abilities that give you Glider Redeploy, and you can grab people with them. I don't know where you get them at, but I just saw this. Like, I was watching CypherPK, and CypherPK lied to me again. The next thing is, there are lots of crash sites from the aliens, because in the event, Sloan, she had blew up the aliens' mothership and all of the abductors inside of it, and there are lots of crash sites. And next is, there are wind tunnels, like, in the crash sites. So, one of the wind tunnels is by, like, where is it? By, like, Missy, and wind tunnels are where, like, you can skydive. I think that's how you explain it. I'm bad at explaining it. But, like, you can skydive through these tunnels of wind, pretty much. And you can, like, redeploy from them. It's a good way to rotate. But I've only done it once. I haven't checked it out that much. Consumable Mini Kevin, the cube things are back. So, like, when you consume them, then you would turn, like, into a purple ghost. And then, like, I don't know how long it's for, because it doesn't say the time. A good tip for it is that, my friend Brady, we were playing Fortnite today, and you can reboot people while you have the ghost thing activated. Next we have harpoons are back. Next is, you can craft charged shotguns, but, only by getting nuts and bolts. there is a new fish called the Shadow Flopper, so it's, like, the same thing as the ghost thing. You can now craft a hunting rifle and a semi-auto sniper with the bolt action, I'm pretty sure. Because I haven't seen the bolt action yet this season. There are zombies. Like, if you go to this place, it is called, the Sideways, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's called the Sideways. Or it's called something else. But I think it's called the Sideways, and it would, like, be at different locations, and just, like, look for, like, this very big weird bubble with a ugly color, and inside the sideway, I'll just say the sideways, there are, like, these zombie things where you can kill them and they drop loot, but it is kind of annoying, because if you would go in there, then it's kind of hard to see, and lots of the zombie things are there. I bet that's going to be a super hard challenge, but it's going to get, just going to be super, lots of XP. But I don't like to go there. I've just seen it and see how it is. But it's just really, it's like dark and it's hard for me to see. And lots of people go there, and additional with the zombies, it just gets annoying. and they also drop loot. Next thing is, there is this thing called a donation board, and if you donate gold, then a vaulted item will come back. So the vaulted item that could come back is what's it called? The turrets, and you could place them and shoot people. These turrets, well, yeah, that's how I explain it. It does have a cooldown, I'm pretty sure. Well, it had a cooldown for when it was last season, Chapter 2, Season 7, it had a cooldown. It was at the IO bases, but I'm not sure if that's still there. But this thing is so annoying. Let me put you down. Okay. No more sound. Where was I? So, yeah, I'm in CypherPK, says that it changes every week, But I'm honestly not sure about Cypher PK right now, because he said right after the event we would go right into Chapter 2, Season 8, but that didn't happen. We had to wait 12 hours. Next thing is dinosaurs are back. So if you kill them, then they will drop you loot. Next we have, there are these guns called the Sideways. The Sideways guns, and it's like different versions of different guns pretty much. So there's like a Sideways minigun. I'm not sure how it works. There's a Sideways like assault rifle, and there's one more. But I'll have to do like weapon breakdowns on that definitely when I get my hands on the details, the stats of them. next is there's a new mythic burst assault rifle called Sloan's Burst assault rifle, and I don't know where you get that. Next we have the shockwave launcher is back, but it is legendary and it is not called Kit's shockwave launcher. Next we have the heavy assault rifle is vaulted. There is a new trap called armed wall. I'm not sure if I spelled it right. Next is you can now run through your teammates' reboot cards and it will automatically pick it up for you, so you don't have to stop and pick it up. and also I love this new feature where the reboot card expire time is 2 minutes and 50 seconds. It is no longer whatever it was. I think it was 80 or 60, but it is 2 minutes and 50 seconds, so you don't have to rush to get your teammates' reboot, which is really good. Next we have Kevin the Cube is back, and there are lots of multiple cubes. There is like a gold Kevin the Cube, but the cubes, when you would hit them, like they don't do damage to you. Like it's not the original cubes. It's kind of weird. It's kind of interesting, but I think it's still cool. I went over that already, but I'm gonna see, trying to think if I can go over anything else before I go over the battle pass. Has the item shop changed? No, it hasn't. Okay, I think I'm ready to go over the battle pass. So this will be quite a long time, because I'm gonna go over every single thing. And I'm going to say the page numbers for it. So, the Battle Pass, it costs 950 V-Bucks. And if you have the Crew Pack, then you should automatically get it. And if you still have the subscription. So, on the first page, we have Charlotte, the skin. You get 100 V-Bucks, an Inky emoticon. Enter the Sideways loading screen, tuna fish skin, spirit eyes emoticon, spectral hunter wrap, a spray called Demons Beware, a back bling called Little Black Heart. On page 2 we have an emote called Hand Forged. We have, what is that? Oh, we have a music called Skyfire, a glider called Whale Sailor. That's actually fire. Sheesh. Next we have a pickaxe called Demon Slayer Blade. That's actually really cool. We have 100 V-Bucks, 100 V-Bucks, so 200 V-Bucks in total on this page. A loading screen called Heart Pounder, a spray called The Colors. A wrap called Sideway Fire, Fair, I don't know how you say that, and a emote called Watch Out Tuna Fish. On the third page, we have a pickaxe called Stringles. We have a second style of Charlotte. We have a back bling called Inky, and it's just sleeping. It says just sleeping. In parentheses, it says just sleeping. We have 100 V-Bucks. We have a contrail. It is called Bait Shopee Ballas. I don't No, not ballast. Ballast. I don't know how you say that. I'm saying that wrong. Bay soapy ballast. Ballast. I don't know how you say that. Hopefully I'm not saying it wrong. But I think I am. I was saying it wrong anyways. Next we have Demon Fire Blade. Banner icon. It just says banner icon. I don't know like what's the actual name. So we have a banner icon. What is that? A loading screen called Island Corrupted. Another version of Little Blackheart, the back bling, and this emote called Ready When You Are. Next we have a glider called IO Field Flyer. A back bling called Chorus Toolkit, a loading screen called On the Job, a pickaxe called Core Flails, 200 V-Bucks, a contrail called Reality Graph, and a skin called Core, and a emote con called Dualies, and a spray called Splinter Faction. Next we have another style for Core, and we have a skin. Like a weird unicorn skin. His name is Fabio Sparklemane. We have his, I'm pretty sure that's his pickaxe. It's called the Big Spoon. We have a contrail called Cereal Spiller. I said that already. 100 V-Bucks. A loading screen called To the Skies. An emote called Nailed It. a backbling called Unicorn Flakes. A wrap, a rainbow wrap, and a banner icon. Oh, I said that already. Next we're on page 6. So we have 200 V-Bucks. I thought it was just 100. We have an extra another style for Core. Another style for Fabio Sparklemane. It's like a gold style. We have a flake shake emote. It's a built-in emote for Fabio Sparklemane. We have 100 V-Bucks. Wait, no, I said that already. It's actually 200 in total. We have a music pack called Flake That. A emote con called Blarg. A glider called Flavor Dusted Sparkle Wings. a wrap called Main Event, and I thought that was something else, but it's a loading screen. The loading screen is called Dimension of Danger. I wish it, like, actually looked like that. I skipped a bunch of pages. Okay, now we're on page 7. So on page 7, there is a glider called Rocket Science. Sheesh, bro. That's fire. We have a wrap called Primate Space Program. An emote called Lil Rover. 100 V-Bucks. A backbling called Nanometer. A wrap called the Chipmansky Horizon. A backbling. No, not a backbling. A skin called JB Chimpmansky. A banner icon, a pickaxe called Solar Slicer, and a spray called Chipmunk C 12. Next, we are on page 8. We have V-Bucks, 200 V-Bucks, and we have a pickaxe called Lightblade, a skin called Torin, Dimension of Danger, a loading screen, a wrap called Dimensional Camo. A emote con called Ghostly Watcher. A backbling called Data Fiber Charge Pack. A banner icon, I'm not sure if I said that. And a skin called Torin. I think I said that already also. On page 9, we have an extra style for Chipmunsky. I was reading it wrong. It's like a pink style, of his space suit. So, we have, a wrap called Cube. I cubed, actually. The sideways survivor loading screen, the hunter's quest spray, 200 V-Bucks, sideways shift, it's a built-in emote. I thought it was an extra style. We have the space chimp music, the emote call me job, the monkey mosh built-in emote for chimp monkey. I'm saying it wrong. I don't like that name because I always say it wrong and it's like weird. On to the next page. I really like this page and I really want this skin. So we have, this is a Marvel series skin, and I'm pretty sure he's in one of the Marvel movies, but I'm not 100% sure, or he's going to be in one of the Marvel movies, but I really want this skin. But I'm just going to dive right into it. So this is the last page of the battle pass for chapter 2, season 8, page 10, of course. So first we have the I'm here emoticon, 100 V-Bucks, visceral trail contrail. It's all gonna be red soon. Spray, carnage cleaver pickaxe, maximum carnage, tendrils of carnage, back bling, banner icon of carnage, dark symbol, and the carnage skin. So carnage is like a different, he's not necessarily venom, but he looks like venom and he's red and he's like a bit more skinny. But I'm not sure if Carnage is a bad guy in Marvel or the good guy. I'm honestly not sure. But, yeah. What should I go over next? I can only see these rewards. Okay, well, I'm just gonna go over the bonus rewards that I can see so far. So first we have, oh shoot, that's kind of cool and scary at the same time. So we have an extra style for Carnage. It is called Carnage Maximum. We have an extra style for Charlotte. We have a Toon Talking emoticon. We have a Core Arctic Operative, an extra style for Core. Oh, that's sick. We have an extra style for Chipmonsky. On the next page, and the only page I can see, we have extra style for Fabio Sparkleman, an extra style for Torin, a wrap called IO Elite Spec, and another extra style for Chipmonsky, and extra banner icon, and I cannot see the other one so far, and I cannot see the secret skin. I do not know what it is. Next, I want to go over this. It is called Paint a Tuna Fish. So this was like the Chimera thing last season where you could like customize it, but there's this thing where like you can customize the tuna fish skin. So the tuna fish skin is in the battle pass. So first of all, you can customize its color and you can customize like its character style. So you can like, and when I say customize your character styles, you can customize like different skins of it. So you can customize the color to be Renegade Raider, Ruby, Jonesy the First, Codename Elf, Gold Trooper, and lots of many, the AIM skin. You can, that's fresh actually. I thought, like, when I saw this skin, I'm like, that is garbage. But when I look at this, it's nice. I like it. But, yeah, I think it's really cool. And by unlocking it, you have to get these things called Rainbow Ink. And I've been noticing that I've been getting Rainbow Ink by opening chests, but I don't know how else you get them. But I feel like there would be another way that you can get them. By getting Rainbow Ink. But for the character styles, all of the Rainbow Ink, it costs 10. And for, there's like another thing, but it says like question marks on all of them, but all of those cost 15. probably is like, I'm not sure. And for the bottles, it doesn't say. It doesn't say how much color ink it costs. What about the challenges? So, there were these things called punch cards. They stopped and like, well, no, they started in chapter 2, season 3, but they kind of brought them back, but like, it's a bit different. But like, the first punch card that I'm looking at is talk to Madcap and complete the Mushroom Master quest outline. So, if you complete the first quest, you get 12,000 XP. If you complete the second one, you get 14,000. If you complete the third one, you get 16,000. If you complete the fourth one, you get 18,000. If you complete the last one, then you get 20,000. So it's like completing quests from an NPC, and it's just another way to earn XP. So it's no longer quests, pretty much. It's just like punch cards. I'm sorry, I got too close to my mic. Well, actually, there is some quests, but you can get gold bars from it. The quest that you can get gold bars from is mark a medkit, a bandage, and a small mini potion. The next one is use a zip line. And for both of those, you will get 20 gold bars. Let's see. There's a punch card challenge for Torin and lots of other NPCs. I'm going to count all of the punch card NPCs. I'm going to count all of them. So 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. And okay. So there is 15 in total so far. I'm not sure if there's going to be more. I'm pretty sure there will be more. And there is only 17 NPCs this season, but there is 50 fish that you can collect. The thing I wish that they brought back this season is like bosses, where the bosses had their special locations and they would have like their guards or their henchmen, and you could kill the henchmen, get some loot, and kill the boss, and they would have a good gun, and you could like go in the vault and get loot. I wish they would bring that back, but they didn't. My guess is that they would bring it back in chapter 2 season 9, chapter 2 season 10, or chapter 3 season 1, but I'm actually not sure if that's gonna come back. But so far I like this season. When I looked at the battle pass, like from a first glance when I didn't even go over it, I thought it was all right, but I think it's good now. I think this season is gonna be good. I bet there's going to be lots of good updates. Some new guns are going to be added, is what I think it's going to happen. Some new skins, some new good skins are going to come. But yeah, I'm excited for the season. I think it's going to be a good season. But other people have their opinions on it. They may think it's just okay, or they may think it's bad, but that's all right. But yeah, I played earlier with Brady. And Hayden, Brady was on this podcast. I forgot which episode it was because I have so many episodes. And Hayden was on this podcast. One of the episodes I remember of him talking about is Halo. If you haven't listened to that, then go check that out. And I do an item shop review with him, so definitely go check that out. And I also play with his brother Mason. I forgot which episode that was too. Oh, wait, it says disabled sideways anomaly. Due to an issue, we've temporarily disabled the following sideways anomaly. So, I think that's a weapon. It's disabled, but, yeah. I'm not going to go over the item shop, but the Marked Man bundle is back. But, yeah. I feel like, wait, actually, I'm going to do this. Before I end the episode, I'm just going to read. I'm going to go to the Fortnite website, and I'm just going to read what they said. Website. No, let's search up Fortnite. Bro, just, like, get me to the website. There we go. Okay. Cubed. Bro, I hear myself playing drums. Okay, I'm sorry. I just went off topic. I sound kind of good. Yeah, that's me. Okay, I'm sorry. So I'm just gonna read like this news. I'm gonna read the news things that it says on their website. So first we have a new war takes shape. After the alien mothership destruction, the cubes that powered it crash landed on the island. They've begun spreading cooperation as well as portals to the dark. Monster-filled sideways fight for the survival of the island before it's too late. Cross into the sideways. You'll encounter a new location inserted by the sideways each match or come across sideways anomalies. Gateways that will pull you in if you get too close. Once pulled in, defeat waves of cube monsters for sideways weapons and special crafting ingredients. The rules are different in the mysterious world. Gravity is low and building is non-existent. I forgot to say that gravity is low and you cannot build. And they are not called zombies because I didn't know what else to call them. But they're called cubed monsters. And they're from the cube, I'm guessing. And there are like these chests that give you the sideways thing. I'm trying to listen to myself, but I'm not sure if that's me anymore. Because my mom and dad, they're watching something on YouTube, I'm pretty sure. And it sounds like me playing drums, but I'm not sure if it's me. Next is power up your weapons. So while defeating the cube monsters, open up sideways chests to acquire weapons from that would like... from that world. Like the sideways rifle and the sideways minigun. You'll deal bonus damage by revving them to their superpowered state. Use cube monsters parts from defeated monsters to upgrade them. Then take them with you towards a victory royale. So that's the guns I was talking about. I think there's only two guns. I thought there was three. But, yeah. Next is direct the war effort. To fight back against the cubes, the island's survivors need your help. Work together with the entire Fortnite community to build turret stations to decide which new weapons to bring to the island, which favorites to unveil, and more throughout the season. I had talked about that already. Paint your very own tuna fish. I talked about this also, but I'm just going to go over it again. Just in case you guys missed it. And Fortnite explains it better. So it says, wanting to show his creativity in an increasingly cubical world, Tuna Fish is ready to go beyond black and white with the Chapter 2 Season 8 Battle Pass. You're able to unlock the free-spirited Tuna Fish, collect color bottles and rainbow ink throughout the season, and color him your way. Sick. It says, play free now. But guess what, buddy? I can't play on Apple. Now I'm going to go over this thing. Bro. Is it the same thing, my guy? Oh. Okay, I'm going to go over this other thing that Fortnite put on their website for Chapter 2, Season 8. So, it says, what's new in Fortnite Battle Royale Chapter 2, Season 8? Cubed. And the theme is cubed. The theme is just cubes. But that's kind of an interesting name. Like, cubed. Like, have fun in Fortnite or whatever. That's kind of weird. But it's okay. It says, from the desk of JP Chimpanzee. Tim Ponsky. The alien and IO war is over, but a new war has taken shape. One where you're a combat. Oh, shoot. Hold up. I have to scoot my chair up. Oh. Okay. That's more comfortable. Alright, so it says after Sloan double cross. Wait, no. Says one year one where you're a combatant. I don't know what that says. So next it says, after Sloan double-crossed you and left you to perish on the mothership, the cubes that powered it are now free. These things are a bigger threat to the island than those aliens could have been. They have no face, no speech, but they're sentient and have six sides of malice. So I'm like confused. I don't know if Sloan was able to bring us back to the map. Like, I don't know if it was her plan not to. But I was confused. She was like, I cannot bring you home. Like, you did your job and now it's time to do mine. But that's what she said in the event. And if you don't remember that, then you can go watch it back on YouTube. It's not by me, but it's by, like, you can find it by other YouTubers, and you can find them with, like, them playing it with no commentary. I think that she couldn't bring us back, because she probably didn't think about it, or unless there's some other reason, but I don't think Sloan would portray us like that. The chipmunk dude is saying that... That sounds kind of funny. The chipmunk dude. He is saying that the cubes are a bigger problem. And I was right. Like, it's not the original cubes. It's, I'm pretty sure the aliens made their own cube to power the mothership. But, yeah. So, pretty much those cubes that are from the mothership, they came out. But, I guess they're a big problem now. They're a bigger problem now. So next we have, if you have the corruption they've caused is bad now. You have no idea what can happen if we let them stomp all over the island. It doesn't matter if you were pro-alien or pro-IO. It'll take all the help we can get to keep the island from falling. It's up to everybody, including you. So take my information below and put it to good use. So I'm pretty sure that we're gonna get a new map this season because we have a bigger problem than the aliens. And if you guys thought that the aliens were a big problem, then this is crazy. Next it says, you know what's scary? A dark, malevolent monster filled reality called the Sideways. Well, the cubes aren't only spreading corruption. They're spreading portals to the Sideways, too. Sideways anomalies. Gravity is very low in the mysterious world, and the air is unfriendly to building. This world isn't just colliding with our world. It's bleeding into it, meaning a certain POI will be covered in Sideways each match. These altered POIs are known as Sideways zones, and I'm going to tell you how you can use the Sideways anomalies and zones to your advantage. So it says the Sideways ain't all monsters. Sure, the cube monsters will keep on coming after you an anomaly, but you'll earn Sideways weapons as you best use them. Also, defeating monsters drop cube monster parts, a crafting ingredient you can use to upgrade Sideways weapons. Be smart, take these weapons and parts with you after leaving an anomaly. Sideways zones are a little bit different. Monsters don't have fight and mobs, and Sideways weapons can be found as loot. So these places present a different ways to fortify yourself. What's special about Sideways weapons? With the Sideways rifle and Sideways minigun, you'll deal bonus damage by reviving them to their superpowered state. In other words, have them close to overheating or for extra effectiveness. This is so long. Fortnite has Snapchat? My gosh. Okay. Next it says, join the global effort. When I said it's up to everybody to protect the island, I meant it. The war effort against the cubes will require support far and wide. My ears itching. And guess what? You get to help direct it. It says your first act of influence with fellow loopers across the island. Donate the bars you earn to construction sites where you want to see turret stations built up. In the future, we'll need you to come together and decide which new weapons to develop, which ones to unvault, and more. Wait, what did I say? Oh. Next we have new tools of the trade. So, harpoons are back. Well, it shows a picture of harpoons coming back. But I'm just gonna read, the paragraph. So it says, but not everything needs bars to scrap together, and your man GB is rolling out new and returning tricks on the house. I've pulled up a couple of my favorites out in storage, like the automatic sniper rifle and harpoon gun, to help you turn the tide. Nuts and bolts are still around if you want to upgrade your weapon to something different, like transforming your trusty lever action shotgun into a pressurized charge shotgun, or switching a assault rifle to stealthy suppressed assault rifle. Suppressed assault rifle. Those sideways troublemakers won't go down without a fight, trust me. So be on the lookout for more goodies to show them who's boss. Next it says, cubes everywhere. Concentrated mostly around the crash wreckage of the mothership. The cubes have an effect on the nearby environment, that corruption I was talking about. Some of the ship's tech still works, surprisingly, and its anti-gravity tunnels can transport groups around in loops. I also talked about it, but I didn't say it, like groups in loops. I wasn't trying to rap or anything. But now it says the monster hunter who calls herself Torin has been investigating the shadow stones scattered amidst the rebel. Consume one and your temporary become a shadow-like appreciation, handy for dashing around obscured. Some fish must have gotten their fins on one, because they've been reports of cubic shadow floppers pulled from the water too. That isn't the only influence the cubes have had. Those elusive llamas now get stunned if they take enough damage. And yes, llamas are still moving. If you go to them, then they like bounce away. So annoying. I don't know why they do that. Now it says the cubes are up to something. Bet your bananas on that. I'm not too sure what the golden one is about, but the others seem to almost follow it. Keep an eye on this for me, would ya? Now this is the last topic. So it says party quests and punch cards. Residents on the island need your assistance. In fact, they've got a bunch of punch card full of missions. They've each got a punch card full of missions for you to lend a hand with. Work with Dark Jonesy. Yo, who's Dark Jonesy, bro? Dark Jonesy, is that a skin? I'm confused. What's wrong with Fortnite? They know how to confuse people. I don't like that. To undercover what's really going on at the Kevolution facility, or follow along with Charlotte to investigate the IO over the weeks. New residents will join in asking for your assistance to discover more about the island. Questioning is always better in a party, so why not help each other out? Party quests are picked up by chatting with residents or using phone booths during your adventures. They'll also appear in your log daily, and believe me, they give a great deal of bars to everyone who helped out. You share your party quests and rewards with everyone in your party. So the more loopers you roll with, the more quests you can complete together. Everyone in a party contributes to everyone's party quests. So round up a squad and get to work. Remember, I'm getting involved in this out of kindness of my heart, so don't let me down. JB. Sick. That's sick. Wait, hold up. Wait, hold up, bro. Alright, sorry, my friends were texting me. So I think that is about it for this episode. That was a very lit episode. Who is coming? What? What are you doing? What? Yes. What are you doing? Okay, sorry, my dad had came in to do something on his computer and he forgot that I was recording, but it's okay. So yeah, as I was saying, that episode was good. I'm definitely gonna go over some weapon breakdowns. I'm gonna do weapon breakdowns on the semi-auto sniper, the hunting rifle, what else, like the sideways guns, the sideways minigun, and the sideways AR. And yeah, I'm just going to go over lots of new things that come out. But yeah, I really like that episode. I'm definitely looking forward to more things coming in Fortnite. And also, wait. Oh, I thought my dad was calling me. Wait, he's talking to my dog. Also, I know that I have been missing lots of stuff. Well, that I missed lots of stuff last season to talk about, like the new skins and stuff and some other new things. But I'm sorry about that. I was just really busy. And plus, my school started next week. I even forgot to mention that last Friday. And I don't know what's happening out there. Well, not last Friday. I don't know even when I record that episode, but yeah, school has been really busy, but it's been fun to see all my friends, and it's fun to hang out with them, and it's starting to feel like it's coming back to normal now, but yeah, but thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Way Up podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review, and you will be featured in one of my episodes. You can also be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. You can send me some things in Chapter 2, Season 8 that I missed, and some things that you guys found. That would be awesome if you would do that. And you can even leave that in the 5-star reviews also. You can send me some tips for the season or just some tips for Fortnite in general. Some episode ideas, or just simply say hi and I will feature you as long as you say something appropriate. But, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of Chapter 2, Season 8. I'm sorry if I missed some stuff, but I'm sure there's going to be many stuff that I miss. Well, not many, but at least like some. And I'm excited for some new stuff to come out and some new guns, some new weapons and some new pickaxes, and lots of new challenges I can go over and maybe help you guys with. And I'm excited to see the secret skin, and I like it because I said I didn't want to see like the secret skin at first, and I don't know what the secret skin is yet, but I hope it's good. I actually don't know what it would be. Bro, what is that? Okay. I think I should stop recording now because it's starting to get loud. But again, thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.